I love a beautiful lawn. I hate doing lawn care. That's why I use True Green. They're the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. We all know those are some nice greens. So just imagine what they could do to your lawn. All you have to do is water and mow. And to top it off, when you sign up for an annual plan by April 20th, get one application free. Visit truegreen.com for the best lawn at the best price. Guaranteed. Restrictions apply.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah.
Somebody on there. I don't want to know what where no came from. It's just some drunk Packer chick. So, you know, could be anyone.
She's a YouTube sensation.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, she was for about 10 minutes 3 years ago.
Was she,
we kept her going.
Right. Whiny Packer fan?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
What was her title?
She had well, that's kind of redundant.
Yeah.
Actor William Hurt later on going to phone the program.
Trying to find out who won the
Super Bowl week on the show.
The best comedy album.
But I'm Dave Chappelle.
Okay.
Chappelle I actually saw that one.
All right.
That was on the broadcast.
Oh,
I was shocked.
It's not on this comprehensive list.
It was
that I'm looking at.
Tanya Tucker and Brandi Carlile came out and did a piece together, and then they got up and gave out best comedy album for some reason.
You know why I was on? Because Chappelle won.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know,
but he wasn't even there.
I know, but still.
It was Tanya Tucker going, well, we're going to accept this for Dave Chappelle. I'm sure he thanks y'all.
She's probably a big Chappelle fan, that Tanya
Tucker. You got to figure.
Yeah.
See, I always saw it was Aerosmith run DMC, and I didn't even turn it on.
She loves that bit where he was a white supremacist.
Did they do had him, wish I had him, in memoriam?
I didn't see that part.
They probably did.
I'm assuming they always do.
No, not always, because now they take crap for, that not
no,
being
No, that was a joke. They actually did it that night.
Yeah.
It was just a
but
joke.
But, you know, there's a hint of truth to that, because that reflects history. And that shows you how little diversity there was back then.
Well,
recognizing all these here.
That was actors, though, right? Yeah, that was the, because this is music-wise, just, you know, black musicians have been around for, you know, we stole rock and roll from them, so yeah, been around forever.
Yeah, they did it. I'm seeing a YouTube video here from the Recording Academy.
Oh, that right there's the mic, Craig.
And I boycotted it because Michelle Obama.
Oh, was she there?
Yeah. Well, she won.
Good for her.
Best spoken word album.
Well, she's an intelligent woman.
And, yeah, but
the whole world's not used to that right now.
I still boycott. Oh, I've been meaning to get to this one. This came in, I think we had, who do we have here on Thursday? We had comedians late in the day, and then we got an email from a bowl.
Oh, Reno was here Thursday.
Reno was here Thursday.
Yeah. Catching up on the podcast. Back when I was going to school in Omaha, I met a hot older woman online. The conversation went straight to hooking up, so we did. I would always go to her house. About the fourth time there, I noticed someone in the closet peeking through, watching. I stopped, and she said, it's fine. It's my husband. He's okay with it. Turns out he'd been watching the whole time. I was uncomfortable, so we came to an arrangement. They'd pay my rent and my food, and I'd keep coming over. What could a poor college student say? Plus, she was hot. So I did each time, and he would get closer and closer to the action all the time, and I would have to get more drunk to the point where he was right next to us, and one time I even passed out from the whiskey. So that was it. He was kind of a unwitting bull.
Yeah, dude's just standing there staring at you, man. I mean, I get...
but you got to pay your bills in college.
No,
you know?
I get the free sex in the beginning, but once you leave the closet, I'm not hanging.
I don't know. You got to put yourself, in the mindset of you're a college whore.
Oh, I am. That's why that's why I'm allowing it the first place.
And literally need the money.
Yeah, they're paying him, and this is better than working a whole week at McDonald's.
Do you want to pass out though? There.
No.
Well, no.
No, that's what that guy did.
No.
He got so drunk he passed out there, and the husband might say, "Hey, maybe I'll get a piece of that bowl." That just
like you just said.
I don't think that was his thing, though.
No, it wasn't. He just wanted to look.
He just wanted to watch.
I'm always afraid the guy's going to snap, though, and say, why are you banging my wife, and then just shoot you. That's part of his pleasure.
At some point,
zone, right? Yeah,
he's going to get mad
or a bat to the head.
Yeah, you're still going to throw caution to the wind because you're getting.
Oh, and that age group,
you're getting laid.
So in the Grammys, Billie Eilish was the big winner. She is 18 now, the youngest person and the first female artist to win all four top awards: Best New Artist, Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, in the same year.
Right. The only lady to win all of those with green hair. Her hair is mostly green. Yeah. I did like the piece on CBS Sunday Morning about her. She seemed likable.
I didn't even watch it.
I saw that.
Yeah. Is that recent?
A couple weeks ago.
Two or three weeks ago.
Yesterday, I just hung for it until the Huey Lewis piece.
Yeah, that was a good piece, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. He can't hear. It sucks.
Yeah, he's in bad shape, isn't he?
I don't even want to call it a guilty pleasure. I do like some Huey Lewis in the news every now and again.
Huey Lewis was great. He was always great.
There's some great songs.
Great singer.
Yeah.
Always had a cool voice.
Fun music.
Yeah. I hated one song. I hated Hip to Be Square because it was never Hip to Be Square. Never. It's never been, never was, never will be.
I got no hate for Huey Lewis.
Yeah, but that song can go away otherwise.
This might go a little too far back in history, but when I was in college, he used to play a bar near Arizona State before he hit it big. He hit it big. I think at first it was Do You Believe in Love?
Yeah, he was great, but he can't sing. He can still sing, but he can't hear himself sing, so I mean, he's not in tune then, right? So it's actually a double-edged sword. He can sing, but he can't hear himself sing, so he can't hit the notes.
Sing.
They can't do live shows anymore. So.
Well, they can't even record.
Yeah. They have an album coming out, though. Yeah.
Is he auto-tuned?
No, they already did them when he could still hear.
Yeah. They got these done before it kicked in.
Right.
All right. A new study is suggesting that dead men should be allowed to donate their sperm.
Well, there's no fun in that.
How about extracting it? Who gets you to do that?
The people who are professionals. Doctors Nathan Hodson and Joshua Parker in the Journal of Medical Ethics argued that the practice is similar to donating an organ, as it would preserve tissue in order to relieve the suffering of others. They say new laws allowing the practice would address a shortage of living donors in several nations. They found that the sperm of deceased individuals is viable for up to 48 hours after death, technically illegal in countries like Britain and usually only permitted under court order, and others like the United States.
That group won a Grammy last night, too, the sperm of deceased individuals.
So is that a situation besides donating, people want to have another kid with their deceased loved one?
Yeah, I guess.
How long is it good after you die?
24 hours.
48 hours, it says, we just said out loud.
All right, I was...
You know what?
I was somewhere else.
If the guy signs off on it, fine. I got no problem with it.
Some people say this is an uncomfortable idea, especially since the kids would never have the opportunity to know their
dead donors. So what?
I mean, that's overrated, right, Craig?
You don't know your dead donors.
I don't.
And you're raised by other people that are your parents.
And they're fine.
Right.
But what about you?
Well, he's not fine.
Yeah. That's different.
But he's not fine for that reason.
Right. It's not their fault.
Not because your dead parents, his live parent was.
Right. It's not my great parents' fault.
No.
Nor anyone else's.
It might be because the biologicals didn't love him.
No. I have my own issues. And they did not come from my parents.
No. Sounds like me that there's a shortage of actually sperm donors right there. Is that what they're saying in certain countries?
Saying.
Oh, so they want to use that. So I have no problem people signing off on that because most sperm donor kids don't know their real dad anyway, biological dad ever.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think most people who want donated sperm would prefer to know the person, where it's coming from, not just random son of a bitch off a shelf.
Well, they tell you what. They give you a little history.
Right.
Yeah, like I said, if the person who is deceased signs off on this ahead of time.
Yeah, they have to, I'm sure.
Yeah, then what's the big deal? Well, if they're cool with it.
Your organ donor card on you. I'm an organ donor on my license, but I don't think there's a license for sperm on there.
Well, maybe that's a separate box you got to check.
Well, there will be in the future,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah, check that box. License for sperm.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A New Jersey high school language arts teacher, 40-year-old Nicole Dufault.
What's she look like?
Well, we've seen her before.
This is a follow-up?
Thank you. This is a follow-up. Nicole Dufault, D-U-Fault, F-A-U-L-T, pleaded guilty last week to 3 counts of criminal sexual conduct. She was busted for having sexual relations with 6 male students between the ages of 14 and 15.
Whoa.
She reached a plea deal. She reached a plea deal with prosecutors just as her trial was beginning, according to NorthJersey.com. Prosecutors have alleged.
A full-figured gal.
Okay. What's your face look like?
Oh, she's got a cute face.
Okay. I trust Puss more on this situation.
You will always trust the guy who goes a little bit lower.
I think Puss is, although harsh, Todd tries to be too nice, and Puss, I think, nails it most of the time.
Yeah. Not hideous, but I wouldn't call her cute.
Post her up again.
Right. Again, I put myself in the mindset of a student at Columbia High.
Yeah, but you would still find a skinnier teacher.
Well, maybe she's not offering.
Well, that's true. That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's
right. You're not going to find
that. You take
what's
offered. Right. Right.
And you are grateful.
Absolutely.
Right. So she banged them all at once? Like a big old...
No. Yeah. Unfortunately.
You'll find the theme in that, too, that Craig and I are generally more grateful. We understand.
Thank you.
How grateful
Thank you.
I'm not saying the 15-year-old wouldn't have done it. I'm just saying that he wouldn't look at her and say, well, she's cute.
Puss is totally right.
Apparently she was
right. Yeah, you guys are both wrong. I mean, you still do it, but yeah, there's nothing, you know, I'm not bragging about that one. And she might not be I thought you were disagreeing with Todd. You agree with Todd's side out of mind?
I didn't agree with anyone.
Oh, okay.
All I had seen was the mugshot, which was the headshot. Yeah. I hadn't seen...
Court shots.
Court shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need the full court shots.
Yeah. I hadn't seen that.
Yeah. Well, she's not smiling there. It looks like her, you know... Looks like she's burping or something.
Yeah.
The photo looks...
She's
gassy. Nobody looks hot when they're burping. So I'll give her that. I don't know what she's burping up.
She's also caught on tape performing on one of her victims while
that's why she's burping.
While another teenage boy was nearby. She's going to have to register as a sex offender and give up her teaching license, unfortunately, according to media reports.
Is this epidemic ever going to stop? I don't think it is.
No, I don't think so.
And people read about it all the time. These teachers know that they're eventually going to get caught because these kids are going to brag because they're getting laid by the teach.
The mother of 2.
Yeah, maybe she
also
had,
inappropriate sexual conversations in the classroom.
Oh, really? Like with the whole group?
I got nothing on that.
And I think the talent pool for teachers is going to get shallower and shallower.
No, there's still too many. Just a lot of people want to be teachers, yeah, and most of them are good people. They're not banging students.
And a lot of them don't, though. A lot of them are tired of the administration taking the side of the parents all the time, and they're done.
Well, they're tired of low pay.
Bingo.
That's it, and they should be.
I don't care what you're teaching. You're underpaid.
Yes.
You're putting up with kids every day.
Right.
You're underpaid.
Yep.
Yeah.
Every day you make it through without smacking one of my is a miracle, as far as I'm concerned.
Her husband left her.
Good.
Surprise.
Good. Good.
Now, at the
time... His grocery bill is going to go down. That's good. I'm just, you know, feeding less people. That's all
he's
I'm
a sensitive man, folks.
No, he just, you don't have to buy food for 2. That's you guys read too much into that joke.
I don't think I did.
No.
I think I took it exactly as it was intended.
I heard this grocery bill will go down by 75%.
Did I say 75%?
That's what I said. That's what I heard.
That's what you're thinking, though. You're thinking I meant it that way.
Wow.
Plus, you are burping all the time. That's pretty disgusting.
Well, that's actually how your body expels fat.
I understand that.
Not necessarily burping, but exhaling.
Yeah.
When you're burning
fat.
You wonder where the fat goes.
That's kind of cute. They do it once. You actually, if she's over there going, bah. If she's burping the alphabet, not sexy.
You actually exhale that. Right.
Your breath smells fat today.
Sorry, it's Monday.
He's not.
Look
but it
back.
Is.
I got a cold. And I was hoping Todd would be nice today, but he doesn't seem to be. we both could go there today.
I actually read an article that was written at the time when she was first busted some time ago, and her lawyer.
Yeah. You nailed it, Craig.
I wish I could remember the word attorney.
You do most of the time.
No.
You've been doing it pretty good.
I actually don't.
Before the holidays, you were doing it every time.
Are there any other synonyms you can think of?
Besides counselor.
Counselor.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that sounds like you could be a counselor, too. So it's
legal
kind of
counsel.
Confusing, right. Yeah.
According to her attorney at the time, he told the Post that she had brain surgery before these incidents that resulted in her getting a shunt, a device that removes spinal fluid from her brain, and he said at the time
that makes you want to bang
that
kids.
He thought that that rendered her particularly vulnerable to the student's mentality.
This is a bad defense.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't
work. He was swinging
of course it didn't work.
Was swinging for something.
Right.
You buy this? No. Nope.
I'm glad her husband left, though.
Well, but even then, there's sad news there. He left her, and her kids were taken into state custody.
Oh,
he didn't even take the kids.
Oh, you got to take the kids.
There were kids involved, too.
Yeah.
Well, he's a bozo, then. Take the kids.
Yeah, so there's something wrong with him.
Yeah, there is. I mean, Mary Kay Letourneau's husband years ago took the kids and moved to Alaska. Said, yeah, we're gone.
That's different.
Right. Take the kids.
Nicole DuFault.
She's on the social media.
Mm-hmm.
At TNT Radio Empire.
Burping on the photo I see.
And the official Todd and Tyler Radio Empire Facebook page.
Burping?
Well, it looks like she's kind of burping there.
Survey commissioned by Western Digital says that 52% of us have never deleted any files, apps, or anything else from any of our devices. Our electronic devices, our tablets, our phones.
Oh, I delete apps all the time.
I know, you're good
about
that.
Half of us haven't.
You're good about maintenance. I have 61,986 pieces of email in my inbox.
Well, that's not really what we're talking about here. Files, apps, anything else, but I don't know that email is involved in that.
If you don't start deleting emails when you first load up an account, you're never going to get back to it.
You get behind.
33% of us have files on our phones or other devices that are 10 or more years old.
How do I tell how many I got on mine?
I don't know.
Because I have a...
Check your... Because I've noticed when you switch phones and you got to load up everything onto the new phone, the thing that takes up the most space and takes the most time to reload is text messages.
Really?
Yeah.
Because we get a lot of them.
And then you have images and, you know, videos attached and all of that stuff has to...
I never delete any of them.
Oh, I don't either.
Any of my text messages. And I may as well because there's nothing there that's important.
Or incriminating.
Except for the ones from us.
Yeah. Incriminating, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stand by my story.
Yeah. I mean, I've had my phone for probably 5-6 years now.
And then you had one before that.
Yeah. And I think I transferred, for whatever reason, just because, you know, the whole process. You can't say, no, don't put the text messages on there. Or if you can, I don't know how.
Yeah, no, worse either.
41% of us actively avoid deleting pictures and videos from our digital devices.
I got boarding passes from 8 years ago on my phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Just in
case
you need them.
I could probably delete.
Probably.
Yeah, they won't get you on any plane now.
But I look at it and go, that's when I went to Denver.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, that's just stupid.
No, but it's just not necessary. Yeah.
Do you have the one from the fateful flight?
Yeah.
Which was the fateful flight?
The one that ended with you in the hospital.
Oh, I assume so.
Oh, yeah. Memories.
The one where you didn't take the return flight. The one where your wife had to come and haul your butt back.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know if I booked a return flight. I'm sure I did.
Well, you had to have a round trip.
Yeah.
You thought you were coming back in one piece.
I did. I assumed that.
Wrong answer. Mm-mm.
It's a good assumption to make, I think.
I think you're right.
Because most of the time, I have made the return flight.
Right.
Overwhelmingly.
But not 100%.
Tell us later.
I figure that means about a quarter of participants' data storage is made up of old, unnecessary files. 24% of us said they'd be embarrassed if somebody went through their digital devices. And the top reason why people never delete old files?
Lazy.
No. And this
is
silly.
That is the top
reason. No, and this is silly. I mean, that could easily be two or three.
Don't know how to.
Yeah, ignorant.
No, is that nagging feeling that you just might need that file sometime in the future.
Oh, I don't.
You
no.
won't.
Yeah.
I mean, you won't.
I do that stuff.
I know, but I have that nagging feeling about any number of things. Maybe not necessarily, you know, something on the phone, but maybe something on the phone. Any number of things I have that feeling about. I got to get past that.
Yeah, I cleaned out my office yesterday because it was just a mess.
Right.
And I found stuff in boxes that old paperwork from 20 years ago. And I found an old restraining order. I kept that. A restraining order
we had
against the listener, yeah.
Who gave you the restraining order?
No. I wouldn't have kept that. Todd and I had a restraining order against a listener years ago because he was mad at us. So I kept that. But, I mean, there was stuff in there that had literally stuff from before I moved to this house with old addresses. I threw everything away. And I threw junk away. And I'm usually like that, Craig. I'm usually the guy I need this. I threw stuff away that I just threw it away. And threw it in a trash can, and I won't ever miss it.
Yeah, we did some purging of the non-digital variety at home over the weekend.
You just shoot at it?
No, I bet you I did over about half my closet. You know, I just I don't wear that.
I know. Yeah, that's where I have trouble. Yeah. I got to throw away more clothes.
I got to do the closet
there
soon.
Were a couple
especially if I see a shirt I had on 7 years ago.
Yeah.
You might wear that.
I do. That's
you
my
won't.
Problem.
There's some sentimental T-shirts that I, you know, held back.
Yeah.
But we had a pile of papers in the office, and Christy is cleaning out her mom's house.
Mm-hmm.
She has, you know, she's borderline hoarder.
Right.
But pack rat, total pack rat. I mean, bank statements and tax returns from 1964.
Don't need those.
Don't they say you only need to keep,
couple
like,
years.
What, five?
Yeah.
Maybe 5 years of tax returns?
Not even that.
In case they come looking for you.
Not even that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, unless you want to run for president, you need to release those.
No, you don't. No, you don't, apparently.
She hired one of those, industrial-size shredders.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where it's literally a truck that has a shredding machine in the back, and that's her project today. She's going to take all the crap from our house and all the crap from her mom's house.
And shred
and
that
gonna
crap.
She's going to fill up
She's
a dump
shred
truck.
That. Going to shred that.
Wow.
But I'm ordered. The clothing thing is ridiculous.
Well, the obvious answer for digital stuff is to put it on the cloud. But then 28% of us don't trust the cloud to keep our stuff safe.
I'm there.
You can't trust that cloud.
I wouldn't know how to do it.
Yeah, you do.
I have no idea how to put it in the cloud or to get it from the cloud. You assume I know what I'm doing on my phone, but I don't.
Do. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.